opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio here in our studios. Yes! 7:05 in the morning. Today's the 24th of August. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com for those new people. And if you want to jump into our chat room, and you are more than welcome there as long as you're civil, please do so. The news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Jared's here with me today. Linda's on assignment. And what's the weather look like there, big guy?
Good morning. Today is going to be hazy with a high of 90, a low of 58. Tomorrow, a high of 91, a low of 58. On Thursday, a high of 96, a low of 64. Friday, a high of 100, a low of 67. Saturday, a high of 102 with a low around 65. And on Sunday, a high around 102 with a low of 66. So pretty mild in my, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it is mild. And you could have the windows open except for one thing. Smoke.
Right.
Even the smoke seems to have cleared some, but we'll get to the AQI. Why don't you look up the AQI now? Weather's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane off. You know, they want people to know, too, is that all that propane comes out of one big tank to the south of us. And it's not the propane. It's the customer service. And the people over at Shasta Gas Propane put customer service at the top of their list. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They've done things like during the car fire. When people were rebuilding, they were living on RVs there, and when they had to take out their 7-gallon propane tank and go down and exchange it and everything, the Shasta Gas Propane put 100-gallon tanks out on their property for free and gave them a super price on the propane they put in it to help people. And this is just the kind of people Chuck and Judy Kenny are and all their kids that work there. As Chuck and Judy taking kind of that well-earned step back. And Chuck's still there driving trucks occasionally. Shasta Gas Propane, it's supportive of so many different organizations, and especially veterans. 365-3793. You have the AQI? Did I talk long enough?
Yeah, I had it like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, well, what is it?
It's 126. Unhealthy for sensitive groups.
Okay, still. Okay. 126. I was at Redding Rancheria yesterday at 11 o'clock, along with about 60 other local organizations that were there, because the Redding Rancheria tribal government awarded $300,000 to all these organizations. Each one of them got $5,000 apiece. Local community businesses and nonprofits who have taken a hit during the COVID-19. And they were originally 20 and they couldn't do it. 20 was not enough. So then it went up to 30. And then 40. And finally to 60. Organizations and $300,000 worth of cash. If you look on our Facebook page this morning, you'll see me standing there with the check that's, 4 feet long and 3 feet wide. Each one of us got a check like that. And you're saying to yourself, well, how do you cash a check like that? Well, they gave us little checks too. But I just want to tell you that the range of businesses that were there were from a family-owned little taco business. You had mostly sellers was there. You had Pets Without Partners. You had, of course, One Safe Place. I mean, just a thorough. I mean, businesses I never heard of, businesses that I had. Duke's Drive-In was there. And some of them was like this one who's was a lady who goes to people's houses for birthday parties and paints kids' faces. Squishy paint something lady. Jack says, oh, no, you need to have her at your birthday party. She keeps them all, you know, all entertained for hours, which I thought was funny. Anderson Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson. It's just a tremendous gift to the community, and I can't say enough for Ready Rancheria about that. There was a lot of happy people there. It was probably on the news last night. Mike Mangus was there, and we're going to have Mike on the show here, and as soon as we can get him get that scheduled for him. And I want to hear from Mike what he thinks. You know, it's usually a few years in between Mike coming on. And so what's happened since the last time? You know, we've had the car fire. We've had these fires. We've had the recall. We've had all that stuff. And it's interesting to get Mike's back or his take on these things because he goes back a long ways here, too. In fact, today it's going to be open line until 8. So you can turn it on or turn it off, whatever you want. Feel free to start giving me calls right now about anything you want to talk about. Anything from Afghanistan to school district in Virginia saying we're not going to unisex bathrooms. Standing up to the state, to the new governor of New York, a woman who immediately appointed two women to the cabinet. And, you know, stand by. And Governor Cuomo to the end, I shouldn't say governor, I'll say the perv Cuomo, to the end denying that he did anything wrong. Even though there's like 186 women that said he did. You know, remember what Cuomo said? Hey, if she says it, you gotta believe it. Well, obviously, that doesn't mean about me, though. See, what else are we doing? Oh, anyway, anything you want to talk about, we will. Otherwise, I've got a list of things here I can get you started on. And then at 8 o'clock, we have the a representative from Shasta Forward will be joining us to talk about the opposition to the recall. Let's take a break. And this portion of the show, take our first break, then we can get started, is brought to you by... But thank you so much, Ready Rancheria. And if you go to Facebook, if you're on Facebook, you can see there's numerous, numerous posts out there thanking Ready Rancheria and Jack Potter and all the leadership of Ready Rancheria for doing this. This portion of the show, this is just so far, it's just been positive, right? Cornerstone Community Bank, they hit the ground running when they opened up, and they've been helping people move their dreams forward ever since. They were the heroes during the first stages of the first COVID go-around. You know what? I wonder if I'll be standing here next year at this time, Jared, going, yep, now we're into the Epsilon. You know, because it goes Greek letters, Delta, Epsilon. So are we, well, here we are with Epsilon moving forward. Looks like the hospitals are overrun again. But when the PPP came out during the original COVID, they were heroes. They were helping not only their bank customers, they were helping customers of other banks. Other banks were sending their customers over to Cornerstone to help. And they stood up through all that pressure, and they got the job done. They got three branches, one down in River Bluff, at Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown down the street from us at 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, and you people in Anderson, all of our listeners in Anderson, they're getting ready to open up another Cornerstone branch right there, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee /Shasta Recall.
Californians can make history this summer, first by recalling Gavin Newsom, and on the same ballot, electing a conservative leader with a proven record, Ted Gaines.
Hi, this is Ted Gaines. My family came to California during the gold rush. Since that time, the state has seen world wars, depressions, earthquakes, and more. It hasn't been easy, and we still have big problems. But I'm telling you right now, don't be discouraged. I'm running for governor because we can make a difference. I'm an optimist, and I've pitched my tent in the land of hope. We will get our homeless mandatory care and housing. We will build power and water supplies so we don't suffer blackouts and rationing. We will save Prop 13 and cut high taxes. Working together, we will put California right back on top. I'm Ted Gaines. That's my pledge to you. Please vote yes on the recall and vote Ted Gaines for governor. Thank you.
Paid for by Gaines for Governor 2021.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Welcome back to Freak Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda. By Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:19 in the morning. And it's, gosh, it's a nice day. Even though the air quality index is 127, which is unhealthy for people in certain groups, the rest of us can just run around like crazy out there and suck it into our lungs. We might as well be smoking, what, half a pack of cigarettes? Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over to savings, or I should say spring, I should say fall over, because we're getting close to fall here. Fall into formation and go to Quick and Clean Car Wash. Why? Because they just are is an outstanding little car wash. You go in and go through their brushless washing. They have people there that will then dry your car off. Very nice people there. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. They're right next to the Dutch Bros here on Market and Eureka Way. They're good guys. They've been there. The Quick and Clean's been around for about 100 years. Imagine that. I mean,
100 years, I mean, washing down the Model T's and Model A's and all those. All right, 605-4567, first person to call gets $10 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks. You can go out and have breakfast today or put that on your bill to help pay for it. Jack called me yesterday. That's $10, Black Bear Diner Bucks, 605-4567. A gent called me yesterday, later in the afternoon, and he goes, I really don't like that commercial you're playing. And I said, okay. He says, I listen to your station all the time, and I just, you know, I love this, and I love that, and I love this, and I love that. And he says, but I just don't like hearing that commercial. And I said, well, you know what? We're a commercial radio station. And we try to represent the community also. So because of that, you know, we have commercials. And unlike other places that have numerous radio stations and are part of corporations or NPR, we rely totally on our advertising here. And 95-98% of our advertising is all local. Local businesses, local organizations, things that are going on locally. We have one national sponsor, and it's Sleep Number, who is in contact with us, trust me, daily. They must have 150 people working in their media agency that has nothing else to do but send us emails. But I told the guy, I said, look, you want to write me a check for $30,000 each month, then I can kind of back off on that. And he laughed and he said, the only problem is if you got a sponsor like that, then they'd own the station. And you know what? He was absolutely right. Can you imagine if just one person says, look, I'm going to write you a check, underwrite you for the whole year. But once they do that, it's kind of like Walmart taking over a T-shirt company. Once you rely on that, then you're owned. There's media buyers in town that have hold great sway over the other media outlets, radio, TV, whatever. Because they have put a lot of money into those stations. Now they give us, they also give us advertising too, but not at that extent. And if they left our station for whatever reason, the owner gets upset with me or something, we don't live or die on one advertiser. You can't. But other stations, if she did that, she could take out a big chunk of their money. And she has used that power before, or this media company. I shouldn't say she, because it may not be. And the media company has used that power before. And we haven't gotten there. But it was a great phone call. Loved talking to the guy. Let's go to the phones. Rourke.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm just living the dream, Rourke.
Awesome. Hey, I just wanted to make a couple comments. And it basically gets to the feeling that, you know, our government is – It's so far lacking credibility on many fronts. But I just got back from Arizona, and I go back and forth travel. But the border, it's sickening. It's, I would say, to see people just you know, the Border Patrol, they are working their butts off to try and do their job. But when our government gets on this big kick of, you know, you need to get mass mandates, and they're, the local governments are defying the governors when they make orders and saying, hey, we're going to do our own thing, and this chaos. But I think my point is when they tell the law-abiding citizens that they will comply, but you can go and literally see people breaking into our country that are not required to comply in any way, shape, or form of the mandates that they're putting on us as citizens. And I thought about this the other day, but then I heard someone make a comment, so it wasn't just my own thought. But a guy said, you know, I thought our bodies were sacred because they pushed this narrative with women, you know, in pregnancies and Roe versus Wade and all of this stuff, that their body is completely under their control and nobody has a right to it. But now the government's saying you will comply with this vaccine mandate and all of those things.
Or else.
And through the threat of punishment of your employment or loss of financial means. But we allow hundreds of thousands of people to come across, and it says, don't look over there. That's none of your business. Just you comply over here. But we can never control a virus if we allow hundreds of thousands of people here that aren't having to follow the rules.
Well, you know, Roar, what you're saying leads to even a bigger question is trust of the government. There's a small town in Texas, since you mentioned it, I think it's Iris or something like that. They've literally had to shut the town down because of COVID, because of undocumented, or as I say, illegals coming across the border, people coming across the border illegally and bringing COVID to their town. And you're absolutely right. Why are we firing doctors out of the VA? For refusing to who don't want to have the vaccine, when we're already critically short of medical personnel in the Veterans Administration and 132 out of 140 different VA facilities, and yet letting people come across the border. We're not putting them into holding areas and testing and giving shots and holding them there. Obviously, we have enough vaccine to do that. We're going to punish you, the citizen. We're going to let these other people in, and we're not going to even stop their coming across the border. We're not going to try and gather them up. We're not going to try and test them for COVID. We're just doing it. You know, it's a great comment, because where then do you trust your government?
I agree with what you're saying. It's just like when they tell us they're so. I don't want to say the hypocrisy, but the idea that you will do this, but this group doesn't have to do this, and you can lose your livelihood. That is just the most totalitarian thing. You will do this, you will inject this in your body, or you're going to lose your ability to take care of your family, but yet they allow all these people to come in, and there's no requirements.
Good point.
Very frustrating.
It is. Hey, Roar, thanks a lot for
your radio show, man. It's good to listen to you.
Well, thanks a lot, Roar. I appreciate you and so many more like you out there. Thank you. Because what Roark is saying is exactly what many people said. In fact, it's funny that, you know, I have written down here notes that I wanted to talk about today. And it comes back to people don't trust the government at many levels, obviously. But they don't trust the government because they're telling us one thing and doing others. Or they're treating their citizens one way, but people coming across illegally, they're not treating it the same way. Why can't you just say nobody comes across the border until they've been COVID checked and then been inoculated? You want to come into my country, then you get inoculated. And the way we'll do that is, and people will scream and yell, is that you put tents up. You bring in the National Guard, or you bring in troops and say, we're going to close the border until we get our arms around this damn COVID. And then when as you come across the border, the ones we don't turn back, and I don't think there's that many, you're going to go into this holding facility. Yeah, it'll look like a cattle pen, but I don't care, because we're going to test you, first of all, and then, if you have it, we're going to then put you into another, place while you've got COVID, and then if you don't have COVID, we're going to inoculate you, and 2 weeks later we're going to give you the second shot. Then, and only then, will we turn them loose like we've been doing. Turn them loose, fly them into Iowa or someplace. Does that make, you know what, is that unfair? Jared, is that unfair, would you say? I mean, our emergency rooms all over the United States are getting hammered right now.
I don't know what their protocol is. I heard that they did test them at the border if they catch them. But,
they catch them?
Obviously, if you get through past the border, no one
of
catches
course,
you.
Of course. How do you test somebody that you can't catch?
Right. But I don't know the rest of the story behind that. So,
well, you trust me, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, we're okay. Hey, we still got $10 in Bear Buck tickets. It's that you can use down at Black Bear Diner. And they're there. They're good till June of 2022. If you want some tickets, you want to go down there and have a great breakfast, lunch, whatever, you can use these. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993. With all the fires going on, we're going to do some fire updates when we come back. She's helped people who lost their fire insurance, which then they lose. Once you lose your fire insurance, you lose your home insurance, homeowner's insurance, all of this. And she's helped them gain that insurance, get the fire insurance. And once they find out what kind of work Judy Maxwell and her team does, because she's got a very professional team divided into two organizations, insurance and financial, you'd be surprised how many of them say, well, if you can do this, what can you do for my business? What can you do for my car? What about my health insurance? What about life insurance? That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. We'll be right back 7:30 in the morning here on the 24th of August, and the phones are ringing.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReddingCult45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner. paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee /Shasta Recall.
Copenhagen makes me feel so good. Copenhagen.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot, 7:35 in the morning here. 8:20, today is the 8th month, the 24th day. In this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Hey, if you want professional firearms instruction, whether it's in a group, individually, private classes, however you want it, Northern Firearms Instruction is there for you. Not only on pistols, not just to get a CCW, but how to handle a pistol, how to shoot it well, how to shoot it safely. If you've already got a CCW and you say, you know what, I really need to go out there and shoot on a regular basis. We have classes for that too. Rifle, shotgun, any of those. And no, we don't have taser classes. Somebody always asked me that. No, I'll talk to Ted about it. You know, who knows? If you'd like to come out and be our be our example, feel free to give me a call today. Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. Okay, let's start with fires. Believe it or not, the fires are slowing down because the weather has been really a lot better. Over about 12,400 firefighters, more than 12,400 firefighters, are fighting the wildfires right now in California, including the 725,000-acre Dixie Fire, the second largest in state history. Fires in Northern California destroyed nearly 1.3 million acres as of Monday. And that, of course, includes the Dixie Fire, which has burned more than 1,100 square miles in Plumas, Lassen, Butte, Tehama, and Shasta counties. I'm getting a lot of our information we get from the Record Searchlight. It has got great articles on this. I heartily encourage you to read them. And they're open to everybody. You don't have to subscribe on those. Those are any type of fire information is free to the public then. California's wildfires, as I heard one of their spokespeople say, this is the worst. And if you remember us talking about this several months ago, when Cal Fire said this could be the worst season ever. And so far it is. Some of the things that it's done is it's completely destroyed areas of the timber belt that serve as a centerpiece of the state's climate reduction plan because trees can store the carbon dioxide. So the Trinity fires have stopped growing due to lower temperatures and inversion layers over the fire, which allows firefighters to get around them. And so it kind of just burnt where it was. McFarland fires, 117,000 acres and 66% contained. Meanwhile, the 150,000 Monument fire containment was just 20%, and it's destroyed cabins and so many other things up in Lassen Park. I think what it is, again, we go back into drought and mitigation. You can't do anything about the drought. You just can't. But you sure as heck can do a lot about mitigation. And y'all pretty much know how I feel about that, and I pretty much know how you feel about that. But now they're getting ready because they think, more wind coming up will be more fires. It will make them run even faster. Okay. Let's go to a shift to Afghanistan. 3,300 Americans around that have been evacuated out of Kabul. Approximately 6,000 are left. However, the Kabul airport can be cut off if the Taliban wants to at any time. At any time, they can cut it off. Again, we've got people out in the hinterlands that are stuck there. They can't get to Kabul. And because they can't get there, we've either got to send teams out to them, or they've got to get a safe passage. Now, the CIA director met with the Taliban leadership yesterday. I don't know what kind of trades were being made. I don't know what kind of what was said there, of course. But it's interesting, was it, hey, we'll do this if you let the Americans out.
Or was it, if you do this, we will destroy and destroy you again, and we can. The people have the will to do that, to rescue Americans. But right now, it could go into one of the largest hostage crisis that we've ever had in the world. The troop out by August 31st. Today, they're going to make a decision if they're going to extend that deadline. Taliban's already said, don't do it. There'll be repercussions. President Biden, Mr. Biden, has said, well, hey, that was the Trump agreement. We got to stick to it. Why? Every other thing that Trump has done, for the most part, you've just negated. Keeping illegals heading for the border, people heading for the border, keeping them in Mexico, keeping them in their home countries. You did away with that one so that they just turned loose. Things that Trump did, like the pipeline and all these, you just reversed. So to use Trump as your reason for leaving on August 31st, is ludicrous, and anybody with a brain would know that. You can't just negate the other agreements and the other things you put into place and just let this one just kind of, oh no, got to keep to this. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. They could change the troop deadline. And Kabul could also have troops flowing through there. It's an airfield we hold. But the bottom line on that is if the Taliban wants to start fighting, they're already starting to have gunfights at the checkpoints. It'll be interesting. The one of the other things that I found interesting was the military equipment that we left in Afghanistan, and just a quick. If you just take a quick look at what was left, starting from 2003, but when you get down to the bottom, 208 aircraft, 16,000 intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance vehicles or equipment, explosive ordnance disposal equipment, okay, 29,000. It'll take a lot because they mine everything around there, the Taliban did. 599,000 weapons, 75,000 vehicles, 162,000 communications types of equipment that would include Humvees and all the things that go along with this. It's in the hundreds of billions of dollars, as you can imagine. The 600, and I also read in another spot, 600,000 M16s. I wonder how much those will get on the market. Ron, good morning.
Excuse me. Hey, good morning. Got a couple questions. Are you going to have any more people that are running for governor on your station?
We're working on that right now, Ron.
Okay.
Do you have somebody that you'd like to hear?
Well, you know, we didn't get a chance to really talk to Larry or hear Larry Elder. He was only on for 15 minutes, that I think.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him come up to the North State here and have a town hall meeting where we could, you know, actually talk to him about whatever we've got to, some questions are. And Ted Gaines is another one. He puts an advertisement on your station.
Yeah.
Have him come up and talk to us as
We should have Ted. We're working on Ted right now to come up with a date that both, you know, that, and I will give him. I'll cancel things so that, or I'll move things around. I won't cancel them.
Okay.
To have Ted on the show, at least he's been on the show several times when he was the senator, and also the on the what was that? The tax board there, and.
Okay.
I'd like to have Ted on again too. The fact is that Larry Elder is, because of the lead he has in just in the polls, and said a lot that we even get him on for the 15 minutes on there so people could listen to him. Yeah, it would be great if we could have him just come on for an hour, or have him come up for a town hall. It'd be great if everyone of the leading candidates could come up to Reading and have a debate up here, you know, in this country.
Like,
would that be great? I'd even, you know what? We're trying to get old Evangeline. She wants to be governor. Why? because she doesn't eat much. Neither does she, her dog, so it won't cost as much to keep her in the governor's mansion.
Anyhow, I got one more question.
Sure.
Is the County Board of Supervisors going to have a meeting today sometime, or are they going to have a meeting tonight? And I'll take my answer on air, and thank you very much.
Okay, Ron, what I'll do is we'll research that one. They may be having a meeting tonight on something. I know there were some of the discussions were going on, so we'll take a look at that during one of our breaks, and we'll come back before the show's over at 9 with that answer. We're going to take a quick break at 7:45 in the morning. If you've been thinking about purchasing an electric car and a battery, let REU give you the information. They have rebates available that can help offset the cost of the vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee /Shasta Recall.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilton Top Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Married to the good life, I said I'd be a good.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday and Linda's on assignment today. It's 69 degrees out there and it's going to be cooler here this week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Not having to worry about the plumbing, not having to worry about painting that new wall, any of those things, is why so many active seniors are going to River Commons Senior Living. Gourmet chefs, activities, the transportation, if you do choose it, they're pet friendly. Imagine a place that's just got wonderful living areas there, apartments, and being able to have your stuff around you that you love, be able to travel from there and visit. As much as COVID allows people to do that, to see what River Commons can do for you, give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian or any of the professionals there and have them arrange a personalized tour for you. River Commons Senior Living, California's premier retirement community, worry less, smile more. In Mississippi, they're running through some problems right now, and you're saying, well, if you live in Mississippi, that's your first problem. And that's not fair, of course. The health officials there have warned against using a drug called ivermectin for unapproved use as a medicine to prevent or treat COVID-19. It was approved only as an antiparasitic treatment for humans and animals such as horses. And people seem to be buying this. Ivermectin at stores where you buy, you know, butte and other things for your animals, and they're taking it. And when they take it, it's at a much higher concentration than it is for people. The Mississippi State Department of Health said that their hotline for poisons is being overrun because people are taking ivermectin to help for somehow to kill the the virus in them. They're taking horse tranks. No, they're taking horse medicine. Now, they have done studies on this, and they can't say whether it helps or it doesn't help. You know, they're still studying it right now, but not at the levels that you would give a horse. I don't know why I even have to say this. People, you know, there are various drugs and medicines that you can get for your dog and or your fish or your horse. That is the same things that humans take, but it's different. Its dosages are different. Its strength is different. Its concentrations and all that. Going down to your local feed store and buying something to help you with COVID is just not a good idea. Can I share that with everybody? Don't do it. Don't do it. The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. What is the, you know what the mascot of the Fighting Irish is?
It's a leprechaun and a fighting stance.
Yeah, a little leprechaun. It's the fourth most offensive college football mascot in the nation, according to a new survey. They say the three most offensive mascots are where face paint, headdresses are culturally insensitive to Native Americans. When presented with the survey results, Notre Dame emailed a response. That said, it's worth noting that there is no comparison between Notre Dame's nickname and mascot and Indian and warrior names and mascots used by other institutions such as the NFL team formerly known as the Redskins. None of these institutions were founded or named by Native Americans who sought to highlight their heritage by using names and symbols associated with their people. At Notre Dame, the Irish have been an integral part of the school. The Irish have been an integral part of the school since its beginning and played a key role in adopting the name. Our simple stand is a celebratory representation of a genuine Irish heritage at Notre Dame. And it came under fire, the mascot came under fire when ESPN called on Notre Dame to do away with that leprechaun as Cleveland's Major League baseball team did away with its mascot, Chief Wahoo. Well, then here's your media drawing a saying, well, leprechaun's just as bad as having an Indian, Native American mascot. Many Irish Americans are not offended, but many are, Kellerman said in a Wall Street Journal. Should that also change? The answer is yes. Unequivocally, yes. Pernicious, negative stereotypes of marginalized people that offend, even some among them, should be changed. I'm not sure the Fighting Irish leprechaun needs to be pulled from Notre Dame, and it sounds like Notre Dame has said, we're not even going to look at it. It doesn't do that. But that's where we are with our cancel culture, that people can go back decades and find something somebody said that will offend somebody, and they will... And, you know, oh, and Kevin Hart at the Academy Awards. Something he said 12 years before about his son and a dollhouse got him fired off the Academy Awards. Now the Academy Awards doesn't have a host. And I think I mentioned this the other day. If you're going to use that, I mean, the only people you're ever going to have is maybe 5-year-olds that will host these award shows, which probably is at the same level of intelligence for most of the award shows anyway. And what would they say? I mean, can you go back, though, and, oh, wait a minute, this 5-year-old little Jimmy here pushed that little girl during kindergarten. Obviously, domestic violence is in his system. You know, are y'all getting tired of this? I get tired of it. I've been tired of it for... ever since the cancel culture came out. It's one of those things that it just keeps going on and on and on, destroying things. The other thing that I must mention here is the fact that, going back to Afghanistan just for a second, things that are happening in Afghanistan right now, the selection of wives, and I use that term wife, in the sense of it's totally untrue. Wives being selected for Taliban fighters. People afraid that every good thing that happened in Afghanistan is going to go away. And you're, oh, what happened in Afghanistan? Well, over 20 years, their education system, hospitals, even their judicial system was reformed, but the schools especially. People are terrified there that a lot of the good things that happened through our involvement and the world's involvement in Afghanistan are just going to go away in this next year. The fact is that we have nothing to say there anymore. Neither does anywhere in the world. You have people controlling this country that don't believe women should have an education, that women shouldn't have a word, that women are more like possessions than people, than a person. And I haven't heard Hillary Clinton, Oprah, Elizabeth Warren, any of the ones that have been pushing so hard for women's rights, saying anything about this. And there hasn't been a condemnation of what is happening in Afghanistan by the Hollywood elite and by the women that are leaders in this country. Nothing. I think of that also as hypocrisy, that they're not saying something to the effect of, you know, this is everything that they've gained over the last 20 years is in danger of leaving next week. Okay, we're going to take a quick break for the news. Shasta Ford is supposed to be our guest today. I haven't seen anybody walking in yet, but you still got 5 minutes. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They are indignant as they speak from the heart.
We need a commander-in-chief. We do not have a commander-in-chief, and we've not had one from the beginning here.
Scathing criticism of President Biden from a group of Republicans, members of the House Armed Services Committee, who are also military veterans. They are outraged at the way the president has handled the military withdrawal from Afghanistan. The lawmakers addressing reporters on Capitol Hill a short time ago, they say it's clear that Mr. Biden is not up to handling this crisis, and they question his cognitive skills, some insisting that he should resign for the good of the country. The president being squeezed from both sides on his end-of-the-month deadline for getting all troops out of Afghanistan. On one side, U.S. allies urge him to extend the deadline. On the other side, the Taliban threatens consequences if the troops fail to leave in a week.
Amid the backdrop of the harried evacuation from Afghanistan, the G7, the leaders of the world's seven major industrialized democracies, will meet virtually today. The meeting comes just 2 months after the leaders gathered on England's southeast coast. At Monday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki acknowledged the key topic of the G7 conversation will be President Biden's self-imposed August 31st deadline for the total withdrawal of U.S. forces.
We certainly know, and many have talked about their desire to raise questions about the timeline. That's not a surprise, and the president is happy to have that discussion.
But in an interview, a Taliban spokesman told Sky News, August 31st is a red line the U.S. must not cross. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The ACLU filing a federal lawsuit over South Carolina's law banning school districts from imposing COVID-19 mask mandates. Watching Wall Street, the Dow 60 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash-out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash-out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan, or increase our monthly payment too much, or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home, while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we or United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A Japanese court sentencing the head of a powerful crime syndicate to death by hanging.
Japan's notorious organized criminal gangs were once tolerated by the authorities. They were often credited with keeping general crime levels down, but that appears to have changed. A court found that Nomura Satoru, who heads the Kudokai Group, had ordered four assaults over the span of 18 years, one of which resulted in death. Prosecutors had no direct evidence Nomura masterminded the violence, but said his absolute command over the group meant he had ultimate responsibility. The 74-year-old denied any involvement in the crimes.
That's the BBC's Celia Hatton. China's Mars rover soldiering on after completing its initial program to explore the red planet, a search for frozen water that could provide clues as to whether it once supported life. News and analysis at townhall.com. CBS joining a group of U.S. companies requiring employees who have contact with customers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus.
Nurses and other employees who interact with patients, as well as all corporate staff, must be vaccinated by October 31st. The company says pharmacists have until November 30th to be vaccinated. CVS, which is headquartered in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, says other jobs might be added to the list requiring vaccination.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's hoping for an uptick in the administration of COVID-19 vaccinations
following U.S. government approval of the Pfizer vaccine. The top infectious disease expert says the Food and Drug Administration's decision should encourage people who cited a lack of approval as a reason for not getting vaccinated. Again, on Wall Street this hour, stocks higher. The Dow is up 60 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, it is the 24th of August, 8:05 in the morning. And news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. The phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, where we can also hop into our chat room. Jared's at the helm, and Jared's got the weather report here.
Good morning. It's currently 63 degrees. Looks like today it's going to be hazy with a high of 90, a low of 58. Tomorrow, high of 91, a low of 58. On Thursday, a high of 96, a low of 64. On Friday, a high of 100, a low of 67. Saturday, a high of 102 with a low around 65, and Sunday is going to be about the same.
Okay. And the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a local business. Great quality service there. Totally devoted to their customers. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 365-3793. You got a fire update for us, everybody?
Let's see. It looks like the Dixie Fire is currently 731,000 acres, 41% containment. The McFarland Fire is 118,000 acres with 71% containment. The Monument Fire, 150,000 acres, only 20% containment. Antelope Fire, 68,000 acres with 37% containment. And the Caldor Fire is 114,000 acres with only 9% containment.
Okay.
And if you'd like me to read every single fire in California, it's going to take a while.
Nope, I don't need every single fire in California, but this is, looks like this is, according to Cal Fire, this is the worst season we've had. Just a Dixie Fire by itself is over 1,100 square miles, bigger than the state of Rhode Island, and the one of the main belts of the trees in California that is one of the tree belts that help with climate control and the exchange of carbon dioxide is burning right now, so that'll be a problem in the future. The firefighters, over probably close to 12,500 firefighters are out there right now trying to contain these. The weather has helped a lot over the last couple of days, virgin layers and no winds, which has helped them get their arms around some. Some of them, 150,000 acres of the Monument Fire, however, is it's only like about, I don't know, I think 13% contained. And we need to have, I need to have Bill Mastin back on again. To talk about containment and control of fires, what the firefighters are going through right now. It's going to be the season is when they're out there having to fight a fire, and they're having to put the fire lines further and further away because the fires are moving so fast because of all the ladder fuels and all the vegetation in there. They can't stop them like they used to. When we used to hear 12,000 acre fires were huge. Now it goes by, 12 square miles instead of 12,000 acres. Now we're up to, 50 square miles. Now we're up to 100 square miles of burning of forest on fire. And I think one of the things is, in the amount of structures, that are there, that have been lost. And it's structures being buildings, homes, garages, all these. They count all these structures. But how many homes have been lost? And
how many people have lost everything they had because of these fires. And you have to ask yourself, what could we have done differently over the last 10 years, 12 years, 20 years? What could we have done differently so that they don't burn like this? I think, we can hold Gavin Newsom responsible. He's responsible for a lot of things. But in the last 2.5 years, I don't think this has been at the top of his priority. And I don't think it was Jerry Brown's priority. And I don't think it was Schwarzenegger's priority of what these fires can do to our population and our economy here in California. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, Carl. How are you doing this morning?
I'm living the dream.
Well, I guess Shasta Forward's a no-show, and
I guess so.
I looked up
the name of the guy, and it doesn't appear that he would be a Shasta Forward kind of guy. But then again, they said, "Yeah, I'll be glad to come on today and talk about Shasta Forward."
Here's a couple of things, some updates on everything. First of all, when Shasta Forward did show the money that they had received, it was a little over $50,000. 60% of that money went on attorneys. 60% of the donations went on attorneys. You wonder why everybody lawyered up. The other thing I wanted to bring up is that the FPPC investigations went nowhere with the people that they put them out on. The information that was asked to the General Purpose Committee was submitted to the FPPC, and not a peep back, because everything is uppity-up. And I think that this whole issue right now is you have a group standing against a constitutionally protected right of the people to have a recall. And I agree with you. You said before, and I think it's true, that if let them just do what they're going to do. You know, you can speak out and say what you want to say to defend yourself, of course. But why don't you just let them do what they're, the people do what they need to do in the constitutional process. I know that Patricia said that too.
Well, you know, the thing is that having the recall is absolutely the right of every American.
Yes, sir.
So stopping the recall is not correct. However, if you want to oppose the recall with commercials and
sure,
mailers and all that, that's absolutely fine. That's the right also.
Well, and some of the fake ads that they did saying that people had been that there are crimes that have been committed and there's money fraud and dark money and money laundering and all this crap that went on these different flyers. Well, the truth of the matter is, Carl, no one but no one has been found guilty of any crime except for Leonard Modi. And he was, as you know, the grand jury found him guilty of misfeasance when that was lowered from malfeasance by using Eric Magrini and many other people to go back and forth behind the fire lines to make sure that his house was still there and to fill his generator up. And at one point got some wine, which was something that really bothered him.
He was also censured by the board of supervisors.
It was, so he's the only one who's committed
to
this.
Let me finish. Terry, let me finish.
Sure.
He was found guilty of misfeasance, which is not malfeasance, but
right,
misfeasance. It's not something that could be removed from the from the board for that, but he admitted it. He admitted at least some of it. I think there's a lot more. But he admitted that. The board censored him, just like they did Patrick and Les, for opening up the doors of the chamber. They too were censured for doing that. It's kind of like, okay, he admitted it, he apologized, and he was censured.
Well, yeah, and that's a good point. However, the difference is that Patrick Jones didn't use the undersheriff to open the doors for him, didn't use the undersheriff to go behind the lines, didn't break the law. He didn't break the law at all. He broke a protocol. He didn't break a law. And why was it lowered to a misfeasance? We've heard that the DA is the one who lowered it to a misfeasance from a malfeasance. Now, I don't know if that's totally true or not, but that's sort of the word on the street.
But word on the street is, in the military we call it, the last toilet on the left,
Or maybe somebody should ask her.
Well, somebody, the grand jury came out and said it was misfeasance. And there's no, and that was their decision. They didn't have to agree. with the if even indeed the DA just said that, they didn't have to agree with that. They could have put malfeasance in there, but they didn't. They chose not to do that, and that is a fact. That is a fact that I can point to, that you can point to, you can read it, you can see what occurred there, and I can't go by,
and you're right about that, Carl. I agree with you, but I think that it will come out that there was some discussion between Cruz and the DA, and I'll just say that. So I think there was discussion, and I think that in a lot of cases, because of the fact that that Cruz doesn't have the particular withdrawal in criminal activities or something criminal, I think that possibly he sought the DA's advice on that. But you know, this will all, a lot of this stuff is all going to come out. But again, the real deal
Let's go back to something you said at the beginning.
Sure.
And that was one of the first things that happened was the people from the recall movement were turned into the Fair Practices Group.
Yeah.
And you said nothing was found. Has that investigation concluded officially?
That investigation just stymied. It's been crickets because everything was sent in, and they should have responded. There is a timely amount when it, there's a time that they have to respond by. I'm not privy to that, but I know that time so far has passed.
Okay, I got one more question. How's the signatures going along?
Fantastic.
You have numbers.
We're moving. We're moving. I guarantee you, we're moving. It's been great. We have a great big fundraiser. I want to invite people to come that have helped with this rally. Just come. This is going to be at the Veterans Hall in Anderson. It starts at 4:30. That's when doors open. We have Chris Kellstrom and Patrick Jones will be speaking among some other people. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of auction items. There is food and just, you know, people that support this that have worked so hard. I know my wife has been out there with many, many of these other women, Kathy and Ronin and all these gals that have been out there working day in and day out. It's been amazing.
So when you say that signatures are going great, do you have a number?
At this point, I can't give out a number only because nobody said I can. I will say this, that we need to pursue that gentleman that has been found guilty of misfeasance for using our sheriff department for his own gain.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thanks, Terry. Got to run.
You bet.
Okay. People are going, they're saying you're giving, you know, Terry all this. Well, I thought Shasta Ford was going to be here this morning. And it could be it could have been a mistake on my part. I make mistakes. But I'm going to go back and pursue this when the show's over. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Renton. We love these guys. Had our wedding rings made there. And if you're looking for a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices, you go down to Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs, which is open again this week. We'll be right back, 8:18 in the morning, 70 degrees out there.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee /Shasta Recall.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Let us brighten up your summer. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Sunny Money Staycation Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. Plus, winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings. August 26th, a houseboat vacation from Bridge Bay at Shasta Lake. Plus, $500 cash and a $1,000 gift card from Costco. September 30th, another $10,000 up for grabs at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilton Top Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:21 in the morning, 70 degrees out there on the 24th of August. Good morning. We're here at Free Fire Radio. And the number of things happening. We've got people on the line. We'll get to that right away. Somebody asked a question. Is there going to be a meeting today by the Board of Supervisors? And it absolutely is. Today at 4 p.m. in the Board of Supervisors chamber, they're going to address the illegal marijuana cultivation in Shasta County. Assistant County Executive Officer Eric McGraney and the county department heads are going to present a plan to mitigate illegal marijuana cultivation in Shasta County. So, there, you know, this is open to the public and for public comment. There's going to be money set aside to help approve a budget amendment, increasing appropriations by $350,000 in the sheriff's marijuana eradication team budget, offset with the contingency in the general fund for the implementation of the plan. This is one of the first things that Mike Johnson, the new sheriff, Sheriff Mike Johnson, said right here in the show. That's my number one priority, is get our arms around the illegal grows here in Shasta County. As you know, Siskiyou County is, may have lost that war up there about the illegal grows. The only thing that can help them is a fire, when the fire shifts and goes through the illegal grows. Let's go to the phones. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm living the dream, Kathy. How about you?
Good. Hey, so I just wanted to make a comment on your conversation with Terry about Modi and Les and Patrick all being censured. I kind of feel like the fact that you equate what Modi did by going behind the fire lines, assisted by Undersheriff McGraney, to what Les and Patrick did by opening the boardroom to the public is an error. I mean, he, as a former law enforcement officer, knew what he was doing was wrong, illegal. He got misfeasance, but because of his past background in law enforcement, should have been charged with malfeasance, which would have carried a severe penalty, loss of position, maybe even a fine. Just feels like apples and oranges.
I see what you're saying. I guess I could have said that, said it in such a way that it was, he was censured. He did admit that he did that wrong. And somebody that's been around government as long as Mr. Modi has does know the difference. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. And I was in
that totally, in fact.
That day when he got censured, and I've truly never seen someone that was, he was not sorry at all. And that was my perspective from one of his, I'm his constituent, and I was like, wow, he was, I mean, he took it on the chin, but it was not at all
he wasn't contrite.
Repentant.
He wasn't
or,
contrite enough.
At all grieved that he had done this. And so, anyhow, it just feels like it was a show. Just they were carrying out this show because, of course, this is something that is criminal.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, I just don't think comparing it to what Les and Patrick did is even in the same.
Okay. Ballpark. No, that's a really a good point, and I appreciate the phone call. Now, here's, may I say something on the Modi side, though?
Sure.
Leonard Modi was a police officer for many, many years, as we all know. Police officers, a lot of times, don't let emotions. They can't. It's like being in a military. We call it military bearing. Okay, you don't let people know what you're thinking by your face, and so, but you don't know what's going on inside. You know, I can't say he was contrite. I can't even say he was sorry. But on the other hand, by just the way he looks,
father-in-law worked with him. My father-in-law was Anderson PD for 25 years.
Oh.
And
thank you for his service.
Absolutely no respect for Modi as when he was the police chief. He thought he was a failure then. And that was, geez, forever ago.
Okay.
And so, anyhow, I just think that Modi is up on a pedestal. And he could come down a few notches.
Well, I think that pedestal, a lot of part of that pedestal was knocked down when the grand jury said, hey, you used your position of authority to take care of your own home. Yeah, you know, he may have been out there helping others, but specifically taking care of your own place with the generators. You know, we've all had friends that when the fires went on, we had
saying, now, don't go behind the lines, you know, honor what they are telling you to do, and then going and doing exactly the opposite.
We had friends that literally had to throw the refrigerator away. They could not get the smell out.
Right.
From all the...
Well, and it goes to, you know, what Gavin Newsom has done through this whole entire thing. What's good for me is not good for thee. And so he'll go to a restaurant, French Laundry. He'll socially be with his friends, but we need to mask up. We need to close our businesses. His kids get to go to a private school. Our kids, you know, are locked out of school. And so it just feels like that elite, and it just feels like
our kids aren't locked out of school now.
To that, you know, he's part of the elite. He doesn't have to abide by the rules that all of us peasants have to abide by.
Well, I thoroughly agree that the people in charge, like Pelosi and others, they go out unmasked and all this and force it. But our schools are open now, correct?
Well, to a degree, sure, but they're masking our kids up for absolutely no scientific reason whatsoever.
Okay.
They have zero science. Other than there has been science when masks are, you know, looked at underneath a microscope, they find bacteria, staph, and all this other ick that, you know, kids shouldn't be breathing in.
Just for a second, let me say something. Robert, I'm going to get to you as soon as we finish with Kathy, but it's going to be on the other side of the break. I have another question, though, Kathy.
Yeah.
Does it concern you that that the medical profession is... and the people in support of our hospitals that decide not to be vaccinated?
Yeah. Well, that doesn't concern me.
Aren't showing up for work? Or they're, you know, quitting? Does that concern you?
No, it doesn't concern me. Here's why. They should have the freedom to decide what goes into their body. And that has always been the case ever since the beginning of the history of the United States. And so these people were heroes, and they stood with us by the beds of those that were dying for this entire year and a half, and now all of a sudden they're criminals. And I look at it like I have a friend, she sat with a gal up at Mercy Hospital. This was a month ago, okay? Her parents, both of them, were sick with COVID, and they begged the doctor at Mercy Hospital to administer hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. He refused, absolutely refused, and told them if they had gotten the shot, this wouldn't have happened. And they said, no, we just want to get this protocol that other doctors have said works. And he refused. Both parents died at Redding, California Mercy Hospital. And so this is like, these doctors are withholding medication that actually works.
You know, again, you're talking to somebody. I've talked to, if you remember back when COVID first hit, I had the doctor on from Shasta Regional.
Mm-hmm.
He had the first four patients die. And I said, well, what are other things? And, you know, because Revomycin that was coming out right then, he says, no, we treat them with everything. If you want, you know, here's a discussion I'd love to get into with a medical professional. Because one of them put a video out that cost him his job that said that the medical profession, instead of telling people to stay home and drink liquids, we should have started giving people, you know, things that we know worked. As soon as they showed up positive, and maybe many of them would have never made it to the hospital. I thoroughly agree with that. I think that we weren't giving people help when they became sick.
Right, the prophylactic effects of these.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. You know, I can you know, fix a sucking chest wound. I can do those things. But when it comes down to that, I watched this and I thought, did the medical profession, and I'm not saying all, of course, I don't ever use all or many, you know, or most or anything, but could we have done more in the prophylactic side of it once a person popped positive?
100% agree.
No, okay. Hey, I really appreciate your phone call, Kath.
You too, Carl.
Okay, you bet.
Bye.
I don't know Kathy. I don't think I know Kathy. Maybe I do. Hey, Robert, if you just hang on to the other side of the break, and it's your turn. We're on open line now. Till 8 o'clock, obviously. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice. Been going there since I moved here. I know I'm a newbie here in Redding. I've only been here 14 years, working on 15. I know I'm a newbie, but this is the only place that I've had my hair cut. It was right there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's not a salon. It's not a stylist shop. It's a barbershop of the old core. They work on appointments only at 244-9478. I say that, you know, so you don't have to wait in line and or that. You just give them a call. They'll set you up in time. You come in, get your hair cut, catch up on everything that's going on, and go home. It's man's last stronghold. And I promise you that it is. We'll be right back. 8:33 in the morning. Oh, it's only 64 degrees. I've been off for the whole time. We'll be right back.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee /Shasta Recall.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso,
we're being overrun.
I'm in love with a Mexican girl
who came across the border illegally. Okay, I'm sorry. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, Carl and DeBot. We're right here, 8:37 in the morning, 64 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have grab bags of cigars, three cigars in there for under $30. Good cigars, if you're interested in that. All your tobacco needs, all the accessories, they've got it all at Tobacco and Brew. Open 6 days a week, 8:38 in the morning. And let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, thanks for waiting, buddy.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Hey, and everybody was interesting to listen to. I don't mind waiting. Both Terry and, was it Kathy? Both of them
had
good information.
I don't think.
Back and forth there.
Yeah, okay.
I got a couple of things. The main thing, I wanted to call and thank you for the questions that you're asking the candidates, and other people that are, you know, in and around and saying what they're saying about the candidates, regarding their policies. Especially, I was listening to the Jenny Ray, interview that you were having.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish you would have asked her what her, where she aligned with people like Pelosi and Biden and whatnot, being that she claimed Democrat, because she sounded a lot more conservative than Democrat.
I don't think she's a Democrat. No, she's a Republican. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then maybe it was somebody else I was listening to you were talking to that said they were a Democrat, but their policy seemed real conservative.
Oh, anyway. I tell you who that was. That was the guy running for Congress.
Max Steiner.
Okay.
Yeah, Max Steiner, because, you know, he agreed, I would say, for at least 60% of Doug LaMalfa's policies. That's the one.
Yeah, that's what I, that's, it always interests me where, why somebody claims a party if their beliefs are more aligned with another. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I just wanted to thank you for the, for that, that you, the questions you asked are real questions. Your competitors are awful. It's, they're more interested in being friends with them and BSing with them than they are actually asking questions about policy and important things. So I appreciate that. I called originally, because you were talking about the fires, and I would be interested to find out how many, of the acres or square miles, whatever, that have burned the last 3 years are, federal, acres as opposed to California state acres. I mean, we share a policy in this ridiculous hands-off the forest approach. Neither one of them are great. They're both ridiculous. But, the other day I heard a California, or a father of a California firefighter, talking about that, and I heard it on the news once before supporting it, that, that it's really the federal government, their federal land, that's the bigger of the two problems. Like, they are very slow, they don't want to fight the fires, it's ridiculous. And this is, you know, one of the multitude of problems with the federal government overreaching their bounds. You cannot control a country this size from the state of from the little area of Washington D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The founders knew this. It's the reason that they employed the government that they employed, giving the states the power to do what they needed to do within their borders to everything from healthcare and schools to land management. The federal government was never allowed to own any land. And why, how we've gotten so far away from that, I'm not sure. Anyway, and then one last thing real quick. I wonder if we could get somebody starting to talk about, unemployment for the anti-vaxxers. Since apparently there's going to be, you know, millions of people out of work pretty soon. So we should work on that right away, making sure that, you know, those people get at least as well taken care of as the homeless.
I don't want to start a rumor here, but there's been, you know, some politicians who have said, well, if you lose your job because you refuse to take a vaccination, then you shouldn't get unemployment. Now, nothing's been raised, nothing's been forwarded, but I've heard those statements before, which I think is ludicrous. I am against forced vaccinations. Now, I say that, and yet we have accepted forced vaccinations for children going to school. You know, people have fought against it. Why should my child be given all these vaccinations, forced to have them before they go to school? And I don't know how many people pulled their kids from school for homeschooling because of that, but I think most people accepted the vaccinations for their children. But then now this is the next step. Well, you accepted those. Why don't you accept the fact that we're going to mandate you have a vaccination, which I think is totally wrong, just totally wrong. And then to fire somebody without accepting the consequences of what they're doing there. I mean, okay, you don't want to vaccinate, fine. Then you will wear a mask and you will be tested every week. I don't think that's unreasonable. I mean, you can fight against masking and all that, but there are places like the Veterans Administration is just going to fire people who refuse to get vaccinated, and we're already in trouble there. And then there's people at our hospital. I know one hospital is right now in town. It's running their people double shifts because they don't have enough people. And you have to go past the medical personnel. You have to go to the support troops, engineering, the housekeeping, all of those things. You know, what happens when they all leave? A hospital will shut down. Even if they have every doctor and nurse vaccinated. It's the whole thing. And I think there is a better way of doing this. And I'm not sure that America trusts the leadership enough for them to do it anymore after what's been done over the last several years and what's happening right now, especially with the Biden administration. But thanks for your phone call, buddy. We got somebody else here. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Chris, hang on to the next segment. We'll be right back after these messages.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee /Shasta Recall.
Join the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReadingCult45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Zabot. It is Tuesday, the 24th of August. 64 degrees out there. It's going to be kind of a beautiful day if you just ignore the fact that the air quality index around here is 127, which is unhealthy for people with, you know, respiratory problems. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab Fitness. Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way in the Sunset Shopping Center. Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are really experts at what they do. They've worked with the American Gymnastics team, the Pro Football Combines. If you've suffered an orthopedic injury or just a strain or sprain from everyday life, and let me tell you, riding a horse brings out pain in places you haven't had before in many years, then head on down and see Kevin and Rachel. They can help you there. Give them a call at 533
5030. That's 533-5030 today, and have them start getting you back into perfect condition. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. So many things to talk about. First thing I'd like to talk about is probably the forest management. I was a forester for a number of years over at the coast. So this has been about a month or so ago. Me and my old fishing buddy, we decided just to take a drive. So we went up through French Gulch.
Yeah.
Took that road all the way over to the upper part of Trinity Lake.
Yeah.
And you go through a lot of the area of the car fire. I have never seen anything in my life that I saw there as far as what the private industry has done with that burnt ground. It is cleared. It's been brushed. It's ready for planting. I mean thousands and thousands of acres.
Really?
Yes.
Now, is this a privately owned? Is this privately owned land?
Yes, Sierra Pacific.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a privately owned. It's a privately owned company that went out and did this. Sierra Pacific.
I mean, this is thousands of acres. I mean, you look over the hills. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Okay.
And then you come across a patch of land that just looks like a mess, and it's Forest Service or BLM.
Wow.
Well, the point I want to make is we're going to be stuck with that abysmal eyesore at Whiskey Town Lake for the rest of our lives. Whereas this area has been cleared, it's going to be planted, and it's going to be a beautiful forest. I don't understand why we can't do that, because, like I said, Carl, as long as I live, Whiskey Town is going to be an eyesore with the way they've left that burn. And they didn't do anything in there. It's taken out the dead snags. They haven't done nothing with the brush. And I can't imagine what it costs Sierra Pacific to do this. I mean thousands and thousands of acres.
Well, there's a difference between a private corporation who their job is logging and having enough trees forever, so they're going to go out and do that. Where our government, as usual, you know, there's no big push to do this.
Well, the other side of the coin is the Forest Practice Act that's been passed in California, and it's called the adjacency laws. If Sierra Pacific doesn't meet minimum inventory standards by a certain period of time, they cannot harvest any timber of any of the adjacent land. It ties up all that land. So they have an incentive to get out there and make their land proper.
Yeah.
Because they cannot harvest any timber until this reaches the inventory level that it has to for the adjacency.
You know, I see reports that fires are burning in the footprints of old fires. And if you go out, if you drive just up toward Weaverville, you'll see all this brush that's been grown in the last 3 years. The trees are there, and I'm not sure, because I'm not a forester, if a tree that was burned in a fire 3 years ago is good for anything. Is it still burnable? All those things that are still standing
it's
up.
It's only good for fuel.
That's what I thought. But if you go out after a fire, you can still log it. You can still get a lot of good lumber out of
these. Well, I'm sure Sierra Pacific did. I'm sure all those logs went through the mill.
Yeah,
see one log truck coming down when we were going up.
Yeah, okay.
That's a long, tedious drive, but it's worth it. I have never seen anything like it in my life as far as the amount of acreage that has been harvested and cleared and prepped.
Wow. I'm going to have to take that trip. I have friends that live up in French Gulch.
It's a long trip. It's worth the drive. To go all the way over to Trinity Lake and come back down. Then you'll also see how low Trinity Lake is. It's scary.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I'm having problems with a recalcitrant six-year-old. Yeah. So far, the six-year-old is beating me. Of course, the fact that a six-year-old is 1,178 pounds might have something to do with that. We have a horse that is just a truly a good soul of an animal. It's for a 6 year old is she's got like the brain of a 12 year old, and for horses that's good. Not like politicians who have brains of 12 year olds, like Governor Cuomo or ex Governor Cuomo. So here I am. She's done everything that you want. Get near her feet, she'll pick it up for you. You know, you can ride her around with a halter on. So the next step was, because she had been left alone on a huge range in Nevada for months and months, is now I wanted to start moving her into a very light snaffle bit. Even though that she's been ridden, and I've talked to the trainer who had her before, said, oh, no, she is, you know, she'll spin for you, she'll do all those things. Not that we bought her for any of that. But this horse refuses to take a bit. I have never had a horse refuse to do that. And she doesn't fight me. She just will move her head to the side, okay, move her head back. She'll put her head all the way to the ground like she's grazing. So I put her head up, and then she'll start to put her head up, and I'll, nope, don't do that. So she keeps her head down, and then she moves it right. Have you ever tried to feed, like, a two-year-old or a one-year-old, and they just keep moving their head back and forth? Well, I don't want to use force on this animal because, obviously, she's had something has happened to her mouth or, in again, you know, putting a bit in the past that's causing this. However, the trainer did say, well, if she doesn't like that kind of bit that you have, she'll let you know it. Well, obviously, it's any bit. So you try the little tricks. And I've had horses that were kind of reluctant. So you put honey on the bit. You put honey on your thumb. You stick it in the side of her mouth. Let them feel that. And okay, this is pretty good. And then they just take it and suck the honey off it or lick the honey off it. Oh, no, she has honey all over her face. I've got it all over my face. I've got it running down my arms. I'm having to wash the lead rope. She doesn't take it. Now you're saying, Carl, why are we sharing this? Why are you sharing this with us? Because I think of our politicians in such a way, our people in leadership. That, you know, they're being recalcitrant, and they're not like striking at you, except in the sense of they keep passing things. I mean, they're not going to come up and punch you in the face. They're not going to stomp on you. They're not going to bite you. They're not going to do that. They're just being obstinate in the sense of the people in the Sacramento legislature. Only three of them ever had a business where they had to write checks or not take a check, their own paycheck, to keep their people paid. And because of this, they pass laws that have nothing to do with reality. You can go up and you can talk to them. You can put honey on the bit, and it makes no difference. They're going to turn their head. They're going to put their head down. They're going to turn themselves sideways. They're going to do everything and then come right back to you and put their head down to be petted and to say, oh, no, you know, we're on your side. But they're not. Now, that may be a big leap. But I look at things in our society that's good for us and things that are not so good. Forced vaccinations is not good. And I think at that point, we, the people, have become like that horse. We turn our head sideways. We put our head all the way to the ground. We turn it the other way. We're not going to take it. We're not going to take it. Unless people can be convinced that this is the only way that we're going to get through this COVID. Through the Delta, and then the next one that's going to come, the Epsilon, and then the Gamma after that. I mean, it's just going to keep going on. When is the leadership going to find a way to just say, people, it's going to be here. You can take a vaccination. However, if you don't take a vaccination, just by statistics, whether you believe in it or not, you can look at the statistics in these hospitals. Well over 90% that are in the hospitals with this, that are taking up the emergency rooms, taking up the ICU, have never been vaccinated. A very, very, very low percentage are in the ICUs, in the emergency rooms, in the hospital, that have been vaccinated. That is a statistic. I think everybody can agree on that. So how do you get people to take the bit? Hey, we'll be back tomorrow with Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Everybody have a great day. Remember